Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining me. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Joining me this half hour is Tom Moore, Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress, who had, I would describe it as, one of those aha moments about how we can work on a state-by-state basis to get money out of politics, things that all of us, Republicans, Democrats, independents, generally agree is a terrible, no good, very bad thing. And so, Tom, let's reset it for folks, because most regular people don't swim in the world of corporations. Sure. and how a business gets incorporated and how you go about doing that. So let's just start from the beginning and give it to folks pretty simply.
Yeah. Again, it's a matter of powers and rights. And the thing that we just haven't talked about for the last 100 years is that corporations get every single one of their powers from the states. And states can decide which powers to give the corporations. They just haven't for the last 100 years. And once they get all the powers, or they get all the powers of a person, they kind of look like a person under the law. And then they have all the rights of a person under the law. But those two things are really different. And it's worth, and it took me months actually to really get my head around and kind of put a wall between those two. And here's one way to think about it. And I'll ask you, Maggie, do you have the power to fly? And I mean flap your arms and fly.
I most certainly do not, my friend. No. I wish I did sometimes.
Yes, but you do not. Your creator did not endow you with that power. Birds, bats, pterodactyls, their creator did give them the power to do that. Now, Maggie, if the Supreme Court came to you and said, Maggie, you have a constitutional right to fly, would you go up on the roof and give it a shot?
No.
Highest court in the land, you sure?
Still not doing it.
Still not doing it, because regardless of what they say about your right to do something, if you are an entity that doesn't have the power to do it, talking about the rights doesn't change that underlying reality that you don't have the power to do it. And it's the same thing with corporations. If a corporation is defined as an entity, if Wisconsin changes its laws so that that is just no longer on its list of powers and it's redefined as something that can't do it, it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says about its right to do it. You have the right to do it, or you don't have the right to do it. It doesn't matter, because they still can do it. They're defined as something that can't do it. And that's the difference between powers and rights.
So sometimes we need those metaphors to get our heads around these things. And I think that makes it so very clear. So Tom, we've got the Montana plan where this is moving forward. Their attorney general is reviewing whether or not effectively this question about should corporations that are incorporated in the state of Montana have this power to spend in elections. The AG is reviewing whether or not that is in appropriate form. It's a technical, right, really, inquiry to go to a ballot. He'll probably say no. We'll keep folks posted on that. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to MontanaPlan.com. Also, you can check out the Transparent Election Initiative. Here in Wisconsin, voters, we cannot basically petition or demand and have something like this put up on a binding statewide referendum. It has to matriculate through our legislature to get on the ballot. So, Tom, as we sit here today and people are starting to get their heads around the fact that the Supreme Court might tell corporations that they have the right to fly, but try as they might, if they jump off the roof of a building, they ain't flying. And so, too, when it comes to political spending, if each state in turn decides to remove the power from corporations, which are entirely created by effectively the grant of powers to them by each state. If each state starts to say corporations don't have this power, it doesn't matter if the Supreme Court says, but yes, they have the right to do it. What should voters in the state of Wisconsin be asking their elected officials about to get this ball rolling here?
Yeah, well, I think first it's an education moment where, for the last 15 years, every American, you thought that the only way to get rid of Citizens United was through a federal constitutional amendment or a new Supreme Court, and that we were just going to have to like slog it out with a constitutional amendment or wait maybe several lifetimes for a Supreme Court that would flip it. And so what Wisconsin residents can do is they can tell their legislators, like, oh, you actually have the tools in your hands. This is one of my favorite footnotes on this is a quote from The Wizard of Oz, where the good witch tells tells Dora that she had the power to do this the whole time. You know, yes. This was for internally for me, this was Operation Ruby Slippers for a while. State legislators have had this power for, you know, the last 200 years to change up the powers that they give their corporations, and they can undo Citizens United, make it irrelevant state by state by state. And if you know, majority of the Wisconsin House and Senate make that decision and make that move, they can fix Citizens United for every level of politics in Wisconsin.
It's so critical. We've had this power all along. Corporate law and how we view corporations has just kind of become part of the ephemera in this country. Yeah. We just presume that they have these kinds of powers when in fact the powers only exist because a state grants a business that power. And a state, right, by virtue of its citizens and a binding referendum, could say, or say permanently, you're never getting that power here, and no corporation incorporated in any other state can exercise a power in the state of Wisconsin that a domestic, meaning Wisconsin-based corporation, can't exercise.
That's right.
Folks, ask your elected officials every time you talk to them, do you know what the Montana plan is? Do you know that we can tell corporations that are established here in the state of Wisconsin that they do not have the right to spend in elections? And do you know, state legislator, that that is entirely within your power? This is where we're going to start. This is where we're going to finish. It can be done. It will be done. Why? Because it's good for every single American. Big thanks to Tom Moore. Keep us posted. You'll come back and talk us more about this because I love it. It is sometimes these elegant, simple solutions to the complicated problems that are our pathway forward. When we come back, I'm going to talk with Professor John Hall about the politicization of our military. Irrefutably, what's going on now, and why we all need to be deeply concerned about it, regardless of which party you may care for more. Stay tuned.